Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
My boy Brian called it out just a few minutes ago. You know this. You go out for a weekend. You go out to party. And you see a group of moms just partying. You know they are the most dangerous group of girls anywhere. At a bar. At a club. At a drive-thru at Jack in the Box. Yo, it's wild. Anywhere they go.
Anytime there's alcohol involved and they are trying to like party to prove a point, you're in trouble.
And to vent and to release, right? You know, being around, what do you call them? The kids, they call them terrorists, right? That's what Alexa calls
little
them.
Little monsters.
So we have Tipsy Talk right now where we interview real people, real drunks, saying ridiculous things. A street teamer, Joao, does an amazing job of this. And he got Amanda from Covina, who's a mom, out to destroy. And the interesting thing about that, you notice this, is that last week we pranked Joao because he was more drunk than the person he was interviewing. Mm-hmm. And this week he sounds so sober. Right.
Stone sober.
It's like a redemption week for him.
Yeah.
I don't want him to be too sober.
Yeah,
there's a fine balance. We don't even be like, excuse me, ma'am, I'd like to ask you a few questions if you wouldn't mind putting down the adult beverage.
With all due respect, how drunk are you this evening? Anyways, here they are. And this is Amanda from Covina. Every mom's hero right here.
What's your name and where are you from?
I'm Amanda and I'm from Covina. Woo woo!
Wait, why are you so drunk tonight?
Because it's ladies' night out. Woo woo! Two kids, first night out. Woo!
Yes.
Wait, are my kids gonna be ashamed of me if they hear this?
I don't know. You
they
don't.
Better not be.
So you're not trying to meet any guys out here in Pasadena tonight or what?
Not at all. I'm ready to get drunk and get fed.
So what do you mean by fed?
Like, we're gonna go get fed by King Taco. Woo woo!
Forget about hooking up with dudes. I just wanna get drunk and pig out on tacos.
I'm gonna binge drink and binge eat.
She sounds fun. I'm down.
Woo woo!
She's like, beer or alcohol and a taco al pastor is way better than any dude.
Yeah, that she doesn't have to share with her kids, you know?
What was your biggest summer fail?
Believing in love. Aww. We're in 2018. That's not real. We gotta make it work, unfortunately.
What would you have done differently, though?
Pretended I was single.
But why do you gotta pretend you're single?
Yo, what's up, Brian?
It sounds like your biggest summer fail is more likely a man's biggest summer fail that she was dealing with.
Damn.
But why do you gotta pretend you're single?
It's like the secret power that you hold within yourself. Because you come home and you're like a mom. But then when you're out here, you're like an Ashley, a Michelle. You're like a whole different person. And guess what? They believe it because they're drunk too.
So when you come to the bars, you're single.
I am, and my name's not Amanda. My name is whatever you want to call me, Ashley, Michelle. If you want me to be Mexican, Veronica or Concha.
Concha. What was your biggest summer victory?
Is this still considered summer? Because this is like my victory right now. Coming down in the radio being Conchita. My kids are going to hear this. They're going to be like, what the? What happened? I thought you were just going to go out with Miss Catherine and Miss Amber to have a good, nice dinner. But mommy got tipsy, baby. I love her.
Hold on. Ashley's and Amber's are always trouble in the mom group. I've never met an Ashley and an Amber that you didn't get a couple margaritas in them and they weren't the ones trying to dance on the bar first.
Absolutely. Yeah. They've never said no to another shot. For sure. Ever in the history.
So what would you tell all the single people that are in Pasadena, L.A., and the OC area? Should they be in a relationship for fall or should they just be single?
No, be single until you get somebody knocked up. And then guess what's gonna happen? Your life's gonna change. And your body's never gonna be the mother same. So don't have kids. Cause let me tell you, after 8 months of knowing my baby daddy, I got a baby and it's not fun. But guess what? I still love the dick.
Thank you very much.
She still loves the vitamin D. That was the realest wow. Tipsy Talk we've ever had. And I think Amanda owes us a fee for that therapy session, bro.
Literally.
I really am intrigued to hear how that all ended. You know, like to hear what kind of wreckage there was the next day. Because here's the part about going out and partying when you're a mom. Yeah, you can cut loose on Saturday night, but Sunday morning... Sunday morning, you got to stand in front of the jury of your kids and significant other, and at 8 a.m. when your head is pounding, they will not respect that.
Well, here's the thing. Having a baby myself, 1.5-year-old, they don't know that it's Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know that mommy is hungover and dry heaving in bed. They just know that it's another day, and they wake up at 5:30 a.m. going, mommy, play
daytime.
With me. Let's go. If you guys know Amanda, please text us her number. We'd love to talk
to
her.
Please.
Text us at 877-971-HITS, man. Vented. All the mommies listening right now are like, wow. Spoke the truth and let out our secrets, though. Be careful with Ashley's and Amber's, right? Especially if they're moms.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.